Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine ambition, I'm reaching my threshold, staring at the tree till I'm blind.
Yabba dabba doo and a ding dong ring a ding, bing 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 and a fing a ling a fing, and I don't have any idea what any of that is supposed to mean about anything, but I'm just going with it because it's a role, it's a thing, it's what I do. I kind of cram in some kind of cross correctional things and stuff, and then it's like whoosh 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 whoosh, and I don't know. I mean, hey, it's just like, you know, it's what the zombie does, because the zombie has got a decayed brain with a brain rate state that's basically going down. And then it'll go up again, and it's like I'm just gonna hit see what it says over there, and okay. So tonight is a very special episode because, you know, hey, Valentine's Day is in 2 days. Guess what? Fun fact: you may not know this about me, but I hate Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day sucks. One of the main reasons for is because let's see. Two accidents in a year. One in a car accident, one an accident with the roof flooding. And then the next year after that, having another car accident. All within that same week period of Valentine's. So I hate Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is not for me. Zombies, we are not really all about Valentine's Day. So, tonight's show, we are going to start on with... how many horror movies do you know of that actually are entail having something to do with Valentine's Day? This was a hard one. It's like normally I can just find a, throw a concept out there and find a whole slew of movies. But I'm talking about going back to 1975 to, let's see, what did I get here? To 2009. How many movies do you think I found that had Valentine's Day as a part of the movie? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9. And one of them is a remake. What the hell, man? Like, seriously. Can't we have some more good love and dying and good loving slatter and whatever else? So, I'm going to start with this first one, which I've never seen. So, I have no idea about the movie itself, but I watched the trailer today and it's like, huh. Interesting.
What we see and what we seem are but a dream within a dream. You must learn to love someone else apart from me, Sarah. I won't be here much longer.
Well, young ladies, we are indeed fortunate in the weather for our picnic to Hanging Rock. I have instructed Mademoiselle that as the day is likely to be warm, you may remove your gloves once the drag has passed through Wood End. You will partake of luncheon at the picnic grounds near the rock. Once again, let me remind you, the rock itself is extremely dangerous, and you are therefore forbidden any tomboy foolishness in the matter of exploration, even on the lower slopes.
Now, what that movie has to do with Valentine's Day and horror, I have no idea. But it was an Australian movie. It was part of their, what was it, the National Film Institute thing or whatever. And basically, according to the storyline, three students and a school teacher disappear on an excursion to Hanging Rock in Victoria on Valentine's Day, 1900. Wow, if that doesn't scream exciting to you or what, it does to me, huh? Oh, some of the plot keywords. Sexual hysteria, sexual repression, vanishing. Ooh, scary stuffs. Scary stuffs. So, it kind of gave me if you've ever seen, there's a movie came out last year called Midsommar. I kind of got a big feel of that coming out of it. And it's like, ooh, that could be cool. It's probably more of a stylish kind of horror movie where it's like more about what is really psychotically scary, because it's just kind of one of those weird things. It's like you go down that corner, it's like, ah, look, something's scary. We don't know what it is because we can't really show you, because it would, the budget would be too much to do that. So that movie came out in 1975. Like I said, I had to dredge the search engines for this. I mean, there's three obvious ones, which I'll get to in a minute, because I'm going to try and do these in a timeline that kind of follows like in a yearly basis, because I have me a big joke to say about the one that comes up in, not this one, but I enjoyed this one. It was funny. If you thought that sounded like a rock song, you would be correct. That was essentially, I tried really hard, really, 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 really hard to find an actual trailer for this movie called X-Ray, aka Hospital Massacre, which came out in 1982. But there wasn't one. There was just a music video with a compilation of all the kill scenes in the movie. And some of them look pretty good. Well, especially for the 1980s, because, you know, well, they didn't exactly have all the really cool-ass technology and cool stuff that we have. So this is an old movie. I mean, this is, we're talking almost 40 years ago. It's like, holy Nikes, I just realized that was almost 40 years ago. So when I was watching the trailer and I'm looking at it, it's like, that girl looks familiar. That girl looks really, really familiar. And then, oh my God, I looked at it. It's like, holy crap, it's Barbie Benton, who you may or may not know, because if you're old, you probably would remember. She was in a lot of stuff like that back then. Let me do... Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, she was in The Love Boat. And then that's it. Nothing else after that. Oh, well. Fantasy Island, she was on a few times. A whole bunch of other stuff. But no, she was fun. She's a good actress. And then I think she just sort of disappeared from what I can tell. I really don't know. But that movie is basically about a young woman who's going to a hospital for a regular exam. Finds herself stranded while a maniac wearing a doctor's surgical mask and clothing goes around killing everyone. Again, what does it have to do with Valentine's Day? Apparently it happened on Valentine's Day, who was killed by a friend 19 years before. Wow, is that a stretch or what? But, you know, every opportunity to have people killing and gang and all sorts of horror, scary, creepy stuff, it's a good thing in my book, right? So, here's the next one, which was one of the three main obvious. Well, if you don't include these three, you really can't have a show on Valentine's Day horror movies, right? So here we go with this one, which may not be the most immediate, quickest one to figure out off the top, but we'll see who catches it. Ah, wrong button. Ah!
It's a bad time. This time of year.
How many times is he gonna tell this story?
Oh, let him tell it. I love fairy tales.
This ain't no fairy tale, little girl. If you don't take it seriously, you're a fool!
The first Valentine's dance in 20 years has to be something special.
Look, Landers, you've got to get a lot of exercise if you're going to grapple with Gretchen.
Oh, yeah? Well, I got a Valentine for her that she's never going to forget.
Right to the heart, huh?
In this town on Valentine's Day, everybody loses their heart.
Roses are red, violets are blue. One is dead, and so are you.
It can't be happening again.
Stop!
It can't be happening again.
What's going on over in Valentine Bluffs? It looks like Harry Warden's back in town.
It happened once. It happened twice. Cancel the dance, or it'll happen thrice.
There are many ways to die. Take your pick. My Bloody Valentine.
So, that one was My Bloody Valentine from 1981. And the one fun thing that I want to comment on is, I don't know who the announcer voice guy was, but I swear to God, in the 80s, they had the exact same guy doing exactly every single announcing voice. You don't know what's going to happen behind this corner. Blah, somebody's going to die. Blah, 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 blah. That was funny, because I hear that voice, and I've done a couple of other shows in the past month or two about movies in the olden days, coming about Christmas and stuff like that. Swear to God, same voice, same tones, same speaking style, exactly everything also like that. It's like, oh my God, that's so creepy. But, and so, as I said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 movies, and one of them was a remake, which is now this one.
Exactly what did you see?
Something was following us.
This is the most horrific event this town has ever seen. Authorities are calling this the Valentine's Day Massacre.
In the town of Harmony, something unexplainable.
Hello?
Is happening.
Come here, you better check this out.
What is that?
This January.
Run!
Prepare to witness.
What do you want?
The most frightening 3D motion picture event to tear through the screen. Says date movie like a 3D ride to hell.
Ah, 3D ride to hell. The funniest thing I thought about this movie ever was, Jensen Ackles in it from Supernatural is he's the main character on the movie. A bunch of other people. Oh, Jamie King, I know her. Kevin Teehee. A bunch of people in this movie. I've seen them before in other stuff. Cool. The idea of using the 3D thing was like whacked in this movie because they kept having these scenes where the guy throws the axe and spin, and it's supposed to like scare the shit out of you when you see it in the 3D theater. Because as 2009, by the way, this would be the remake of My Bloody Valentine 3D, as they exposed a number of times in the trailer there, released in 2009. Basically the same storyline with some twists, some updated concepts and everything about mining and some other, hey, look, other people things. And this one happened in another town. Ooh, fun movie. I enjoyed it. This next one is not for the kiddies. I'm going to just say that right off the top. Had the microphone on while I was playing that one, so I don't know if that echoed any. However, I love the explanation or the storyline from IMDb for this movie. Graphic, low-budget gore shocker about Rob and Betty, a couple of ordinary necrophiles who apparently don't mind if their dead sexual partners are not so fresh. Rob's job affords him the opportunity to bring home corpses and the odd body part. When he loses his job, he loses Betty, and Rob's life really gets bizarre. It's I've heard of this movie from number 10. I haven't actually watched it yet myself. It's one of those movies like, I'm not just going to go and buy that anywhere because it is a very sick movie, apparently. Even the beginning of the trailer has a little quick FYI. Hey, just so you know, some people think this is a bizarre and gross movie, so don't let the kids watch it. And on top of that, I had to actually sign in to Google to age verify to be able to pull out the trailer. It's like, what the shiznits? Oh, well. Oh, the typing. So apparently y'all heard my typing in there. Well, you know, I'll make sure not to do that again on this time because I was not paying attention. I got three screens going on here. I got the chat room over there on screen A, the program controls on screen B, and then a bunch of FYIs over here on screen C. And you know what? I'm just going to go into the next movie trailer because it's what I do, yo.
They say when you're dead, you're dead. They say you only get one chance at life. But for childhood sweethearts Missy and Johnny, true love will never die.
My boyfriend's back and you're good.
He came back from the dead for me.
God, my boyfriend won't even pump gas for me.
By God, if it ain't the zombie out with a living woman.
What do you have against Johnny besides the fact that he's dead?
He's a stinking zombie, you idiot.
He's been gone for such a long time.
My dad'll go berserk if he finds out I went out with a dead guy.
You stupid dead zombie pond scum.
There's a lot of prejudice against the undead.
Whore of the undead.
Tramp.
Zombie lover.
We want the zombie! Yeah. Let's get up!
Pretty damned active for a dead guy.
Come on, let's get it, Greg!
Hey! Quit it!
If you're gonna kill him, you're gonna have to kill me. I mean it.
Ah. My boyfriend's back.
Well, I hope somebody eats a whole damn bunch of you.
I just love that line. I hope somebody eats the whole damn bunch of you. Well, that was a movie called My Boyfriend's Back. And it was fun. And I recognize the some of the people there. Because, you know, I've probably seen this movie ages and 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 ages ago. Way back in 1993 when that movie came out. Main guy is... Okay. I don't remember that name. Andrew Lurie, he plays Johnny Dingle. I recognize his face, but I don't remember him doing anything. And the IMDb is not being very helpful there, so I'm guessing maybe I'm just mistaking him for somebody else. But, again, another movie about dead people. This one's kind of a little funny, because it looks like they're trying to kill the dead zombie guy who's, like, so in love with his girlfriend that he comes back from the dead. Whoosh. And we'll leave it at that, and you can watch it. Sounds fun. It looks actually is fun. Go watch it. It's a fun movie.
Do you want to talk about it? This anger? This rage? Let's talk about that night. You went up there just like always to watch them doing what you dreamed of doing. You killed those two young people. You took that steel hook and you butchered them.
13 years ago, a brutal killer struck.
Hey, sexy. So we on tonight? Beers up, clothes off.
Today is Valentine's Day, and I know you all have love on your minds.
Be careful.
Hi there.
The hell do you want?
Brad and I are going up to Lover's Lane. Make sure that Michael finds us there.
Now, it looks like history.
Oh, good God.
Is about to repeat itself.
No. Chloe. The hook's out. He went over a wall today.
Police have still failed to apprehend escaped murderer Ray Hennessy, convicted 13 years ago for the Valentine's Day slaying of a young couple on a remote road known as Lover's Lane.
This time it'll be our kids.
Do you think this guy's on a vendetta? That's just plain crazy.
It's on!
Where are they?
Try Lover's Lane if you can find it.
Did you hear something?
Oh, come on. Don't tell me that you're scared.
Lane.
that one was a movie called Lover's Lane, which came out in 1999. There is not much to signify that as anything different than any other movie that came out in 1990s. That's a horror movie attempting to attach itself to some other kind of some concept thing. So look, the guy was put away for prison for 19 years for killing somebody in Lover's Lane. Now he's back and wants to kill some more. That's pretty much the theme idea for pretty much every horror movie, slasher movie that ever came out from the 80s, 70s, 90s, 2000s, etc., etc., etc. Fun looking movie. Doesn't seem to be that much of a serious stab at Valentine's Day. More of just a play on the whole Lover's Lane thing. But still, peripherally, some Valentine's Day type stuffy in that. Now, this is the second last movie to go in on the Valentine's Day theme, and this one truly is set in Valentine's Day, because guess what? That's part of the name of the movie.
He loves me.
Spend this Valentine's Day.
He loves me not.
With someone you love.
He loves me.
Someone you trust.
He loves me not.
And someone you know.
He loves me.
Won't try to kill you.
Will you dance with me? Dance with me? Dance with me? Dance.
Remember the kid everybody ignored on Valentine's Day?
Loser!
Well, he remembers you.
God, we were so horrible to that kid.
What do you think happened to him?
In that one, one of the three movies that actually have the Valentine's name in the actual title is called Valentine from 2001, starring Denise Richards and David Boreanaz. I think I've actually pronounced his name correctly. I'm hoping it's good. Marley Shelton, Jessica Capshaw, Jessica Caulfield, Catherine Heigl, I can never get her name right. Bunch of other people. Fun movie, a lot of splatter, a lot of playing with the whole concept of Valentine's Day. And, you know, it's what it is. So, this last movie that I'm going to put up is, it struck me odd that it came up when I was searching for Valentine's Day movie, but apparently it's about that it starts on Valentine's Day, and then, well, you know me, I like zombies, right?
What you are hearing is an actual radio broadcast. It is the only recording of the event.
Roadblocks preventing people from leaving and entering the area.
Everybody is under quarantine.
Clad! Clad!
We still do not have an official version of these events, and it's very difficult at this moment to get a fix on what has happened.
Oh, God! These people are trying to eat their way inside.
They cut into our signal.
Ken?
And their eyes. He's looking at me.
For your safety, please avoid contact with family members and restrain from the following. All terms of endearment. For greater safety, do not translate this message. Not translate. Just listen to me.
Okay, so fun fact that you may or may not know about me. I like horror movies. I like zombie movies. This is actually one of my favorite all-time zombie movies. It's different in the way that it expresses the whole zombie concept, and I don't know what they're talking about in there, but whatever. The idea is that zombie transmission is by language, which is funny as crap because this is about a small town in way the hell up in Nowheresville, Ontario, which, by the way, is where I'm in, and the border of Quebec. Quebec, the place where they speak the French over there. So it's this really fun movie. It's scary. It's got lots of exciting dialogue going on. But the whole idea of the movie is it all takes place inside this small little radio station in the middle of nowhere land. And the main character, Stephen McHattie, what was his name? Yeah, Stephen McHattie is trying to interpret what's going on as a zombie outbreak is occurring. That's a really cool movie. It's like I said, it's a conceptual thing. It's the kind of movie that you have to think about a bit and watch and enjoy. And it's a little on the cerebral side, but also at the same point, it's just fun to watch. So I enjoy it recommendly, and apparently, like I said, not really so much that it's about Valentine's Day, it just happens to be that it supposedly starts on Valentine's Day for the movie. Haha! And now, we're going to go into the, what do we call it? Oh yes, the intermezzo. Let's go with a beat. Let's drop it now, okay?
We'll be right back.
So that was DJ Tiesto remixing his version of the song Silence by Sarah McLachlan. I like the song. It makes me happy in my happy place, which my happy place is pretty much every place where I am in. Because you know what? It's what I do. It's what I am. It's how I feel. The world is a happy place as long as you are willing to feel good about it. Feel good about yourself. All of that crap. You know, all of that happy, happy, help yourself, blah, 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 blah. I had one more trailer to play because it has absolutely nothing to do. And I have to thank Jack in the chat room for letting me know about it a couple days ago because I didn't even know it was coming out. Now it is. I'm excited because it makes me very, very happy to know that.
I crossed the stars in a colony ship before stacks were invented. I left a dying Earth behind to seed a new world. Mr. Kovach, I know what you dream of.
Your resleeving is now complete.
The spoke designed by Kamalo BioWare. Military use only. Rapid healing, enhanced reaction time, among other bells and whistles.
Oh my.
Of all the godforsaken rocks we've been to, we're right back where we started.
Harlan's War?
Thought you swore you'd never return. What compelled you? I'm still looking for her, and I can't walk away.
That's not love. It's obsession. In time, even love turns to dust.
Tuck!
Kill!
Whatever you need, whatever it costs. Cut out their stacks and bring them to me.
The whole planet's going to be hunting him.
We're in danger here.
Oh, I assure you. Measures will be taken.
Destroy you so utterly, nothing will be left.
I've heard that one before.
Activate Evergreen.
Confirm.
Are you so far gone you don't recognize yourself?
How does it feel to be afraid of death again? Or is this your first time?
So, that was the trailer for Altered Carbon Season 2, coming soon, the end of the month, February 27th. Ooh, I'm so excited. So excited. I am excited. You know how you can tell I'm excited? Because I just said, pew! And... how y'all doing again? Doc here. Princess, I'd like to introduce you to the strangers that have decided to visit our land. You know, I don't know who they are. They're just, like, weird. But they're here. So the big one there, his name is Mega Squirrel, and little one there is Micro Squirrel, and the dead one there, well, I think his name was Pete. I'm not 100% certain. I'm just gonna go with the flow and, you know, just roll with it. Well, oh my god, like, what the hell, people? My dad, the king, he told me I had to come out here and, like, check you all out. You're, like, the new people coming in to visit our land. Like, did you guys pay, like, the toll to get... Yeah, we paid the toll. We gave him a tree. He seemed to be very happy. What, Timmy the Troll? Timmy the Troll. He's over there. He's still eating that tree. Well, oh my god, like, really? That's kind of, like, obnoxious there, rude boy. You just, like, interrupted me as my stream of talking was going. I was like, oh, I don't think that's a really awesome, personally good thing to do. Like, I'm the princess here, and, like, you gotta pay attention to what I'm saying, right?
Oh, okay, princess. We're not really familiar with your lands or your protocols and the stuff that you have to do to, like, take care of stuff or whatever. We're, like, probably not going to be here for very long, because I think the Micro Squirrel...
Yeah, that's me! I'm the Micro Squirrel! I got this watch on my wrist. It says what time it is and what time to go. And we're going to go! I don't know when. Soon, though.
soon. I don't know when. Oh my God, still? That little creepy little dude over there is talking about something? Wow, that's like uncool, man.
Well, you know what's uncool is your car there killed my friend, Pete, the penguin.
How the hell is he doing standing right there? I mean, it's like you could see the lights coming, right? It's like, cha. It's like, why would you stand in the middle of the... whatever you call this. It's like, it's not even a road. My vehicle goes onto anything. I don't really care.
Yes, princess. That is correct. You don't really care about much.
Oh, Danger, you just are such a tool. Just relax, man. Just relax. Chill it out some.
I'm sorry, princess. I can't do that. I am... Danger, the Stranger Mouse, international man of mystery, and your bodyguard, I might say. You know, it's very important. I gotta do my job right, or the king will renounce my claim to fame.
Oh my God, you're still on that claim to fame crap? Jeez, get over it. You're not gonna go anywhere with it. We're not even... look at the size of our country. It's like, look at it. It's like mostly trees. We got like animals and things that talk and weird things. It's like, atcha, like why?
Princess Pennylope, I have to say, you have to observe the larger picture of things. There are many, many mysterious things going on in this world. Like, yeah.
Yeah!
Yeah, dude.
What? I don't know what you guys are all talking about, man. It's like, wow. Why do you guys all talk?
Who the hell are you?
Oh, I like live in the forest here, too. I'm like, okay, I don't want to really say what my name is because people are going to think I'm funny, but I'm just going to stick over here and just, like, stay out of... yeah, okay, don't worry about me. I'm not here. I was never here.
Well, I don't know, man. We think we're going to have to take care of that fellow. Oh, well, that's an interesting way to do that. I've never actually quite seen that. Danger, that's really fascinating what you just did there. You, disemboweled him, decapitated him, removed him his limbs, and... I think you might have even exsanguinated him. That's like, oh my God. Why would you do that in front of our guests?
Yeah, why?
I don't know. He's kind of creeping me out now, man. I don't know. I'm going to go home now. I'm like, this place is weird and creepy, and you got all these other creatures, and they all talk too. What the hell's up with that? We don't normally all talk in our world.
Yeah, well... you're in my world now. Get used to it. We got all kinds of crazy-ass things going all over there. Well, right as last night, we had a pigeon. It was a giant pigeon. It just like, wow. It flew. It ate a lot. And then it did its other business. And it's like right on the main front foyer. That's like, oh my God. The cleaner types are still like cleaning that shit up, you know? It's like, ew. It kind of stinks too, you know? It's got that potassium weird ass smell to it. It's like icky.
Yeah, princess. We know. We heard about these things. That giant pigeon, he's a menace. Probably someone should take care of him.
Pigeon? Did you say a giant pigeon? Does he have any nuts? What do you mean, nuts? I'm kind of hungry. Been looking for some nuts. But I think I might eat a pigeon.
Ooh, now you're talking some language here going on, brother. Yeah, maybe we should hunt this giant pigeon down. What do you say that there, giant fuzzy squirrel thing? I'm Mega Squirrel, brother. Mega Squirrel. Get it right? Get it right? And don't go left with it.
Dude, I don't even know what you mean by doing that, saying that. Does that actually mean anything? Right, right, left? Left, left, right? Right, left, yo left, yo right.
No, man.
Ah, you guys are messing me up with all these things and turns and stuff. What are we doing here? We're just sitting around in the middle of the forest, yippity-yapping. It's like, I'm not seeing any food. Do we have any food? I could eat a bite. A little bite. Because I'm little. I'm small. I'm a micro squirrel. I could eat... I don't know, maybe like a piece of cheese. That would be lovely if somebody had a piece of cheese. That would be awesome, so awesome.
Oh my goodness. You are just like the cutest little creature. You have to come home and meet the king.
Oh, I don't know. That's a good idea. What's the king like?
Oh, he's like a lovely fellow. Lovely, I say. Lovely, 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 lovely. Lovely. And oh my God, he loves squirrels.
Oh, really?
Because, you know, I'm a big squirrel. Yes, you are a very, very large squirrel. I can see that. Look at that. Badger! What? Whoa! Who? Where? Why? Who? What?
Dude. No, man. It's Bob, the badger man. He's just popping his head out of the corner from over there.
Oh, my God. Really? Again? That guy is, like, so annoying. He just, like, shows up at the least opportune times and just starts going, badger, 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 badger. I'm a big badger. Ha ha! Look at me. I'm a big badger. He doesn't look like a...
No, he looks like a human. What the heck, man? Why does he think he's a badger?
We don't know, man. He got, like, hit on his head one day sometime, like, ages ago, and is, like, ever since, he's kind of thought, like, he's this badger. Badger, 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 badger. I'm a big badger. We don't know what the heck's wrong with him, man. It's like, we tried to give him a tree. He tried eating it. He ate a bit of it. And then, like, dudes, I don't know, man. He went, like, all full off left. He didn't turn purple like you, bro. That is one of the most interesting reactions I've seen to one of my trees. I ain't ever seen anybody go purple from this stuff. Like, maybe a little stoned, maybe a little wheezy, maybe a little sleepy. But purple? Dude, I don't know what it is. I got a constitution of a giant mega squirrel and the corresponding strength and capacity. That doesn't explain purple, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it either. It's like it's kind of cool looking. It's growing on me. Yeah, I don't know, bro. This purple stuff, it makes you look like you're a flower.
What's wrong with flowers? They can be tasty.
Yeah, maybe, but did you really want somebody else? Do you want you?
That's an interesting point. Let me cogitate that on for a minute or so while I consider what... Hey, dude, what's happening? Oh, man, now we got Terrence the Tortoise showing up, too. What is this, like some kind of freaking... Who sent out the invitation?
I know, like, really, what the hell is going on with all you personages of various distinctions? Like, this is not like a gathering place. I mean, this is like, there is a troll bridge over there. And the troll, he's looking very sad over there. Why didn't you guys say it?
We said hi to Timmy. Timmy!
The troll. He's like, he's eating a tree.
Yeah. Okay, whatever. That's like, maybe we should move this show along, you know, get it going to another role.
I don't know what you're thinking about there, Doc. You might be smoking a little bit more of your tree again. There is, like, not really much of anything to do here. This is like the land of happiness and joy and things that just go, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. It's like, oh my God, like, what the hell, really? Just put a bullet in my head now so that I don't have to put up with it anymore. I am, like, sick and tired of all you crazy ass people. You are one white chick, lady. What the hell, man?
I'm like, yes,
I think the princess needs a bit of a reboot there. Doc, what would you recommend for her there?
Maybe a personality. That might be a good one. You think you can get, probably, like, dig up a personality and slap it over to her? Maybe that would...
Oh my God, you guys are talking about me like a fish. I am not a fish, okay? Not a fish. Not a thing. Not a fish. Not a piece of wood. Not anything like that. I am like a person. And I have personal dignity and prosperity. And you know what? Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Vroom, 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 vroom,
vroom. And of course, Pennylope, the princess's car, took off. So fast that even... Danger the Stranger Mouse did not get in time to be able to pee with the car.
Oh, darn. I don't know what I'm going to do now. The king is probably going to vilify me, possibly even string me up by the short and curlies. I don't know. I think maybe it's time to go hunting. What do you say there, big squirrel guy? Ah, dude, if you're going to use my name, you're going to talk to me about stuff, it's Mega Squirrel. I am the Mega Squirrel. I am like the biggest squirrel you will ever come across in your entire world. Mega Squirrel. Mwah!
And I'm Micro Squirrel!
And dudes, you guys making so much noise up there. Maybe you should eat a tree. I think you should probably hear it. Have a piece of bark to go.
I don't think I'm going to touch that shit. Nuh-uh. Not on the skinny can hair of my chinny chin chin. I got some hairs. See, there's some hairs right there. I want to keep my hairs. I don't want them going purple.
Dude, I don't think you'll go purple because you're not a conglomeration of multiple entities all certified into one big pseudo personality. You are an individual.
Yeah, but I still don't want to go purple. It's okay color, but it's not for me, man. I can't wear that shit. Just no bark for me, please.
Okay, I'll take his bark. Put it in my pocket. I don't really have pockets. Okay, let me just shove it inside here somewhere.
Oh, dear. That sounds lovely. Now, let us go hunt some mega...
Ooh, mega pigeon? Yeah. I wonder what would happen if we hunt the mega pigeon. Do you think we can get some, like, pigeon stuff out of it? Do you think they have stuffing in the pigeon? I don't know. It sounds interesting. I am interested by this idea. You said, what, your name was Danger the Stranger Mouse? Yeah, man. That's me. I am the Danger Stranger Mouse. Because wherever danger exists, I am Stranger and I am a mouse. And I get into that stuff and we just, like, calliope that stuff. And I don't know if that's the right word, but that's what we're going to do. So, you want to go find a pigeon. Giant pigeon. Not just a normal sized pigeon, but a giant pigeon. This pigeon is so big. Dude, you're leaving it open.
Well, how big is it?
It's humongous. I told you, man, it's a bad joke. Bad joke. Dudes, we have to get this pigeon. And then the king will grant me my ultimate goal, my driving successful thing. And I can finally, maybe I can even think about this a little bit more. I don't really want to say it out loud. Because if I say it out loud, then maybe it won't come true. And then I'll have to actually fight and find another way. Oh, gosh, darn. I don't think I like that plan. But I still want to get the mega pigeon, because that thing is a piece of crap on wings, man. It flies all over the place, pecks out the eyes of... There's a dragon, you know. That dragon, poor dragon, the mega pigeon scared the shit out of it. And then you don't want to be around the dragon shit, because that's just not cool, man. Just not. No. Stay away from the dragon shit.
Okay, I think we're done with this fecal matter discussions, because I don't really feel comfortable talking about that stuff, because it's like, I'm so tiny. If like a giant pigeon was to like let go of its, like, what did they call that, cloaca or whatever, I could drown in that shit. I don't want that. Like, I don't want to turn purple. This crazy land is crazy, man. What the hell? What?
Micro Squirrel.
Yeah, Micro Squirrel.
I am thinking you need to chill a little bit. We're going to do some hunting, like old-fashioned squirrel hunting.
I don't know if that's really a thing or not, because amongst the Micro Squirrel crew, we don't really hunt a lot. We just sort of gather stuff when we get into, like, the little areas of, like, there's lots of food over here. Let's just stay over here. And we just, like, eat away and nibble a bit. Just keep going and going and going. And then we don't really hunt anything because pretty much everything's bigger than us.
Well, that's why you're now with Mega Squirrel. It's Mega Squirrel and Micro Squirrel against the world, yo.
Okay. But I want shotgun.
What is shotgun?
I don't know. It's a human thing. They, like, yell it out when they want to. They have the best seat when they're not the driver, but they're a passenger. And you're the driver, so I'm a passenger. I want to be on the shotgun.
Okay, dudes. You want to have yourself a fun little romp.
find yourself a big ass mega pigeon, and I don't know what you plan on doing with the mega pigeon when you, I don't really want to know. So I'm just going to say, you see, there's the track. That's where the princess went and pulled out and rolled, laid tracks down on her car. And you just follow those trails. That will take you back towards the castle. Danger there. He's probably got a good handle on where the castle is because, you know, he lives there and stuff. You might want to just follow his lead in a couple areas because there are some dangerous stretches of land in this area. It's not all like roses and pixie dust over here and like special tree bark. You know, there are a lot of things that you have to be careful of, a lot of things you have to be watching to, and just don't, whatever you do, for the love of your nuts, do not bend over in the pixie ring whenever you see a pixie ring. Just do not do it. Okay, why? I can't stress it enough. Just don't do it. Don't. You said the pixie ring. Don't go in the pixie. Yeah, if you see the pixie ring, don't go in there. It's a bad idea. They just, like, do things, and it's like, they're weird, man. They're like, they've got this whole other world of realm things going on for them. They just, like, they have crazy, man. They're crazy ideas. They're, like, just... they like to play, and we are just in the way, as it were. I don't know if you can really actually fully inscope that. Okay, danger. Let's, I think maybe we should start probably moseying on over that way, and, like, if we're gonna hunt this, mega pigeon, I think we got...
like I said last time, I don't know if it's 27 hours or 27 days now, but I think one has gone by. And I think time doesn't work the same because I saw it go to 29, I saw it go 30, then I saw it go to 12. So I think maybe there's some kind of like quantum coefficient thing that just sort of interferes with it. So I think, I don't know where we're going to go.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was expecting you were going to say. So, danger, let's get on to this little hunt. Well done, sirs. Let's go and hunt some pigeon. And that was part 4 of the ensuing tales of the return of Mega Squirrel with his good buddy Micro Squirrel and a host of thousands of other characters. I don't know what they're going to do. But that is the end of the show for tonight. Ha ha, look at that. Ho ho, hee hee, ha ha, they're coming to take me away. Ha ha, hee hee, ho ho. Every 9 p.m., every Wednesday even, at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be here, be square. Be triangular, be a rhombus. I don't really care. You can be whatever shape you want to be. It doesn't really matter. I'll just have fun. Be with the one of the universe, of the whole existential circle of being thingness. Check me out on the Twitters, on the Facebooks, on the Instagrams. Find me. You can. It's not very hard. Look for the zombie. I am everywhere. Ha 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 ha. Come back again to this very exact same channel. As I said, every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be here and have yourselves an after-rotten good time, because I sure as hell sugar snacks are.